Lifting the Veil is your new go-to podcast to gain an exclusive and unfiltered glimpse into the world of weddings. A must-listen for both seasoned vendors and soon-to-be newlyweds, where we will embark on an exploratory journey through all things weddings. From the essential knowledge you need, to the knowledge you don't, to the often overlooked, we're leaving no stone unturned. We'll also dive into the aftermath of a global pandemic that reshaped the weddings you used to know. Join us as we lift the veil and empower you to plan, hire, execute, and celebrate your event with confidence and flair.
Hey, we're back with another episode of Lifting the Veil. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Christina.
And today we're going to talk about photography styles and you, like how to figure out what your photography style is, which I'm overly aware of as I sit here with these headphones on and my vanity is in full force laid out on this table with these headphones. So I'm not loving this. This is not a photo style I would love, but it's a podcast. Thank the gods you can't hear me.
You can't see me.
You can hear me. You can't see me. All right. So talk to us a little bit about how to find your photography style. Because I hear back when I very first started weddings, I heard all these words being thrown around. I'm like, good Lord, I don't know what any of these mean. So let's kind of cut through that clutter. And for the new couples out there, let's just talk about our photography styles that they come to you wanting.
Cool. Okay. So there's lots of buzzwords out there. You're going to hear candid. You're going to hear documentary and photojournalistic and high-end and editorial and all the things. But in reality, when we're picking a photography style, the thing you want to think about is how you want your day captured. Do you want things to be casual and let you kind of do what you want? Or do you want more coaching and guidance on posing? And from there, you'll be able to determine which photography style will best fit your personality. There's really two roads you can take. So on like a posed path, we've got, you know, a high-end editorial kind of look. And that's going to kind of handhold you and walk you through the perfect lighting situation or ideal lighting scenario, bring you over to a window and show you how to adjust your tie for just the right photo.
It's like you're really setting someone up for the perfect photo.
Yeah, or as most ideal as possible, right. You're really curating that. On the other end of that, you have this documentary approach, which I will say, you know, I'm biased. That's the route Will and I take. And on that, we really lean into letting a couple live their day and us just being a part of the space, capturing things candidly as they're naturally and authentically unfolding.
More raw emotion.
Yeah. So I think when you're going in and picking a photographer, you know, you're going to be kind of overwhelmed with, you know, all of the input from Instagram and Pinterest and all the places talking about editing style. But really what you should be thinking about is how you want to feel on your day. Do you want more handheld and coaching, or do you want to just live and let live?
You know, that's a good point too, because I often tell couples to be careful about the staged photos they do, because very quickly, you know, if you start hair and makeup at 8 o'clock in the morning and your photographer shows up at 1 and by 3 o'clock, you're doing posed family photos and then you've got to do the ceremony. Then you've got post ceremony photos and you're doing more posed. More times than not, the brides will be like, I'm over it. Like, can we stop? This is a lot.
Your wedding is not a photo shoot.
Right.
And your wedding isn't about the photos. The photos are meant to tell the story of your day, to capture your essence, not the other way around.
Yeah, but you know, so many people, I know you guys know this, so many people use weddings as an excuse to get all the family photos that they don't ever have because they have everybody all together finally in one place.
Yeah.
And so while I can appreciate that, I heard a tip years and years and years ago that it takes 3 minutes to stage a photo.
Yeah.
So if you want to do post family photos and you don't want to do a first look, or you don't want to do a first touch or anything. Really, I guess it's just a first look. Scrap that. If you don't want to do a first look, then you've got to save all of your photos for after your ceremony. And if you've got 15 different family photos you want, well, just basic math, 15 times 3 is 45.
Yeah.
You've eaten through 45 minutes of your cocktail hour, which is what's happening while you're taking these post-ceremony photos. And you haven't even made it to your sunset photos or your moment just alone with your partner.
Just to breathe. So yes, off of that, you know, we really encourage our couples to kind of minimize that family formal time. We have had couples who have said, Our family has had a million different weddings. We can power through this really quick. And most of the time I'm like, but can they? And I think we've had one or two weddings where I get happily surprised. But it's important to remember that your wedding is about you as a couple and your time together. When we are thinking about capturing your wedding, we're really, as documentary photographers, putting together a story, the story of your day. We're not writing it. You are. Yeah. We're documenting it. And on the other end, I think that, you know, an editorial photographer may be helping you curate what that looks like with a little more intention. We really get a lot of feedback that sounds like our couples like this approach. They really like being able to go to golf or hang out with their buddies and play poker or drink champagne and walk around in the garden before the wedding. They don't really love being pulled away for all of the micro photo sessions, you know? Right.
And those kind of things too, like while I want you to have that experience, if that's really what you want, again, with the eating into the time of the day.
Yeah.
So you can either fill the day up so much on a regimented schedule that you know every minute what you've got going and you're going to go do this post photo and this right. post photo and this post photo, or you can just enjoy your day and let your photographer be in the background mm-hmm. capturing it.
Right.
And I think that is oftentimes very underrated.
Yeah.
I think people say, oh no, I saw this. Like you said, they saw this picture on Pinterest. They saw this mm-hmm. magazine. They saw this model and yeah. they want to feel like that or look like that for the day. And there's what they don't know is that that model's horribly uncomfortable in that situation.
Right. Well, a lot of times it's like not even...
Like the posers are not comfortable.
Yeah. So it's our job as documentary photographers to create beautiful artwork that is flattering for you in whatever situation we're given. So whether that's a dark bridesmaid's bridal suite or groom suite, or if that's in the middle of an afternoon at your ceremony when we have part of the sky like blown out and you're in the shade, we have to figure out how to make that work right. and how to do that flattering. So
yeah I one venue that I used a whole, well, oddly enough, like I don't select the venue, the couple chooses it, but mm-hmm. I had like a run at Hotel Zaza, which mad props out to Hotel Zaza. Love that property. Love the people that work there. They're just always so good to their clients and to us and I mean, all their vendors, but it's a dark setting.
Yeah.
So, but nobody ever saw Hotel Zaza as the Crescent Court, you know, where there's two very different looks.
Right.
And so I have had couples come to me and say, well, I really like Zaza, but it's so dark. Can you get a photographer that'll brighten it up? Not really. I mean, they can light the photo, but the elements in that environment are dark.
Yeah.
So it's really better if you find a photographer that can shoot to that area and capture what you want.
Yeah.
But you've got to be aware of your environment as well.
Absolutely. I think it's important to come into your wedding photos, obviously with a general style, but also just an overall trust in your photographer. And then also being realistic with, they're going to document what you give them. So we've had couples who are like, we really want awesome, fun bridal party and wedding party photos. I'm like, all right, well, bring me a fun wedding party.
Right.
Like, let's get down with it.
If everybody's sitting on their phones playing on Facebook, or again, with the old lady reference Facebook, playing on social media, then good God, then, you know, it's hard to get them engaged. So you're right. Yeah. Like we tell people that about dancing. Like if you want a fun party dancing atmosphere and you want people on the dance floor, then the bride and groom have to be on the dance floor.
Get out on the dance floor.
If you're out in the foyer hanging out with your buddies, the floor is going to be empty because they want to be where you are. So that's a good point to bring up. Mm-hmm. Don't expect fun, overly high energetic photos if you've got kind of a chill group.
Yeah. So I think that's like a pretty rough summary of the two overall concepts. I think the other like really important thing, the last like real decision maker is, how do you jive with your photographer? When you're interviewing photographers, ask them how they can handle, a wide variety of lighting situations, like a dark Hotel Zaza or a bright Dallas Arboretum in the middle of the day.
Right.
You know, ask them how they would handle that. Look at their full galleries. But ultimately come back to your relationship, how you communicate. There's a lot of time we spend with our couples and our planners on a wedding day. And just make sure that what you're really seeing is what you love.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. I think that helps because, you know, again, when you first come into this industry, like I did corporate event planning for 10 years, but when I went into weddings, I heard all these buzzwords and mm-hmm. these terms and I was lost. I'm like, good Lord, I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah.
You know, and so that also speaks to just, you know, getting rooted and understanding the industry and what you're doing. And so mm-hmm. I think that really helps. So hopefully that will help. One thing I wanted to ask was, what are your thoughts about raw footage? Because I have photographers sometimes, mainly it's my videographers that fall prey to this more often. Mm. And so I'm going to have to get a couple of my guys that I really like to come speak on this, but talk to me about raw footage and why it's a bad idea.
Okay.
Because so, I'm not even going to give you the chance to tell me it's a good idea because it's not.
It's not a good idea. It's a terrible freaking idea. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying to you. Right. I mean,
Anybody tells you that, it's a bad idea, but I'm just going to say this. If anybody ever gives you raw footage, just don't look at it.
Trash it. Just don't even look at it. We spend hours culling through. Okay, so on a wedding day, we will shoot 10, 15,000 photos, okay? You don't want 10 or 15,000 photos to sift through because a lot of them, sometimes 10 or 20 of them are the exact same moment and we're going shooting through it so we can get all of the little micro movements, right?
Right.
You don't want 20 photos of that. Also, you don't want 20 photos of that if you look like a constipated cow, like your girl here happens to do frequently in front of the camera. You don't Stop. Want it. Stop. There are so many moments that as creatives and as artists, we're just trying. We're seeing if it'll work. And a lot of the time, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. And that's okay. That's part of failure is part of a wedding day. We're going to try and create magic and try and create art. And ultimately, the more pictures we take, the more times we click that shutter, our mentors call it buying lottery tickets. It's like buying a lottery ticket. And maybe the more you buy, the more you take, the more likely you are to win. You're going to win it. So I will never, ever send raws over to a couple for that reason, but also because a chef would not, if you go into a 5-star restaurant or a Michelin star restaurant or whatever, and you order a meal, you would expect that the chef cooks, sets, and delivers that meal to you beautifully.
Yes.
You would be so pissed off if that chef came out and brought you a cold pan and a whole pile of ingredients and said, figure it out.
That is a perfect analogy. Cause that's, I think the very first time I ever saw raw footage. That's what I thought. I was like, what in the holy hell am I looking mm-hmm. at? This is garbage. Yeah. And I know that the wedding wasn't garbage because I mm-hmm. saw the curated shots, the mm-hmm. shots that they pulled out and gave in the gallery, but I saw everything else. And I actually stopped that particular photographer at the time and I said, please do not give this to a couple. And they were like, well, we give it to, that's part of the, and I'm like, okay, I get it that you think that's an added benefit. I'm mm-hmm. telling you as an outsider looking in, it's heartbreaking because mm-hmm. that gorgeous bride, that is a terrible angle that you shot her in. And you know, like you said, you're going mm-hmm. and you're mm-hmm. just rattling off shots. That particular shot, she's in bad lighting. She's on a weird angle. She looks like she's got 50 pounds in chin mm-hmm. hairs and she doesn't. Mm-hmm. So please don't give her that shot.
Yeah.
And so, I did a TikTok a couple of years ago about, raw footage and just how bad of an idea it is. So just,
bad idea.
So couples, if you ever see that on a package and you think, oh my gosh, that's great, I'm going to get all the behind the scene footage. You don't want it.
You don't want it. We had a couple about a year ago, we had delivered their engagement session. We were obsessed with it. We loved it so much. It was so good. We sent it over and they were like, hey, like we shot for a long time. Do you have any more? I know we took a lot of photos. And I was like, I do. Let's sit down. And I did. I sat down with them and we went through it and they saw that they got all of the day, all of their engagement session. And they were happy with it. They just wanted the peace of mind to knowing there wasn't more out there that we chose to leave out.
Right.
So I sit down with them and I'm screen sharing our culling and all of the raws from the day. And they're like, oh yeah, don't want that. Oh yeah, don't want that. I'm like, you hear that click. That does not mean there's all of those photos out there.
Well, and that's okay. So this is a common thread that we're already hearing in the podcast. And I know that this is why we even started doing this, which mm-hmm. is just education. So right. the fact that you took the time to sit down with them and go, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, I took 800 shots that day. Yeah. You might have gotten 45, mm-hmm. but let me tell you why you got these 45.
Right.
And I'll show you.
Yeah.
And I don't think that speaks to, for anybody that hears that and goes, well, a better photographer would have shot better. That's mm-hmm. not how this works. That's yeah. not how this works. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really valuable point that you put on. So
Will says often, I'll add in, Will's always like, the worst photo of the gallery is how the gallery feels.
Mm.
So if we send you one, you know, another variation of that exact moment, and that lesser photo just isn't as oomph, it just doesn't make you feel magical. That's what you're going to remember.
Yeah, I'm going to steal that. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, well, I'm telling you, I'm going to steal it. So it's not too viable.
You can have it.
Okay, I can have it. Mm-hmm. I borrow from other vendors from time to time, but I always give them credit.
There we go. That's all we love.
Okay. So then the other two little things I wanted to touch on is, In your experience when working with planners, what's the best thing a planner or a couple can do to set up their timing with you
yeah.
on how they want the day to run? Like how do they communicate that yeah. with you? Like I know how I work with photographers and what I do to reach out. How do you handle that?
So our approach is a little bit different. We do full day coverage, and I'm going to get people eye rolling, and I don't even care. We do full day coverage sometimes.
Yeah, you guys don't time it.
No, because I don't want the couple held back because of our timeline. I don't want them to pick just 6 hours or just 8 hours of their story to be told. I want to tell the whole stinking thing start to finish.
Well, and I'm going to selfishly plug this. That nobody knew I was going to say this, but y'all are the only photographer I know that does that.
Hmm. Well,
I'm just going to say that. So that's
it. I both love that and I hate that. Like I just feel like couples. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's a high horse. I could literally go a whole episode about that. But
kudos to you guys for doing that, because you're acknowledging something that needs to be tapped into for a wedding day, and you're doing it. And yeah, there's 8 hours, there's 10 hours, there's 11 hours, there's 14 hours. There's nobody that says we're going to see the timeline and we're going to be there where we need to be to make it happen.
Right. So I say all that because the best thing that you and other vendors can do for a photographer or for us on a wedding day is to let us do our job. Let us be there for more time than you feel is necessary. Give us the entire cocktail hour to take photos of the couple and their family and of the couple on their own. Mm-hmm. We really need that time. Again, this isn't a photo shoot. We know that. We're going to move quick. Everyone knows the couple wants to get over to their reception and to party. They don't want to be separated from their guests. But giving us the time to do our job properly and to do that without pulling us away from it is really helpful. Something Will and I tell our couples is that when you're imagining your photographer coming into a wedding day, imagine it like an athlete coming into a wedding day. You would not have your photographer sit on the bench or your athlete sit on the bench without being warmed up and then send them into a game.
Yeah.
And if you pull them from the game, you give a baseball player an opportunity to go practice his swings before he goes out to the base, right?
Yeah.
So let your photographer warm up. We're going to have shots that fail. We're going to have shots where our flash doesn't work or our lighting just doesn't look right. And especially at a reception, those first few dances, we're trying. We're trying different things with the environment, with the colors, with the dynamics of the people involved.
And the lighting changes throughout the reception, which I had to be really sensitive to, because you have come into the room lighting. You might have it dim slightly for dinner. Then you might have it change for dances. Then you might have it change for party time. And all of those lighting changes affect your photography.
Yes.
And so I always try to go up to the photographer and go, hey, I'm going to change the lighting. Is that cool?
Oh, that's amazing.
Does that mess with you? Does it mess with you too much? And they're like, no, I'm good. I've made my adjustments.
Right.
But yeah. So So, okay, good. All right. That was really great. Thank you so much. Like, I just feel like that photography piece doesn't get addressed enough. Just in a quick nutshell where couples can bite it off and understand what they're dealing with. So that's awesome. So
yeah, we'll dive in deeper to other aspects of photography and planning for sure. But I appreciate being able to give an umbrella of the general overview of how to pick your style.
Okay, so that's awesome. So thank you for all of that. So we'll be back with our next episode where we're going to talk about the benefits of hiring your planner first before you do anything.
Number one.
Get engaged and go find your planner. And we'll talk about the pros. I can't think of any cons. The pros of that.
The pros.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. See you next time.